Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, Devin Caney, Inverie Hughes, Joe Wechter hanging out this morning. It is day two of Eagles Radiothon, and we had a good first day. We're going to have a better second day as the Eagles and Odyssey are teaming up again for our annual Eagles Radiothon, airing live today on Sports Radio 94 WIP, the official flagship station of the Philadelphia Eagles. We are a week and a day away from the Eagles playing some football as the multi-day auction presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation. It offers an opportunity to bid on exclusive Eagles and 94 WIP experiences, fan packages, and autographs items. And all the proceeds go to support the Eagles Autism Foundation's mission to fund innovative autism research for care programs. We have a massive show for you today for the Eagles Radiothon today. Yeah, that's right, Ava Graham. Woo! We got, coming up at 8:30 today, Saquon Barkley will be on the show. Nice start, because at 9 o'clock, the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, will be on the show. 9:45, let's just throw in the general manager as well, Howie Roseman. Howard Eskin will join us at 7:30 today as well. Richie Ridge, good morning, my friend.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice morning, great morning. Awesome to see you. The tug of war was an Olympic event from 1900 to 1920.
Wow.
Why isn't it anymore?
Devin, that was my exact thought.
Right? I personally think I crushed tug of war.
You know, I think I would too.
Unless
I was tugging the rope giant.
What?
I have no idea what just happened. I have no idea what just happened.
I had to rethink where
you were.
I was
like,
going
maybe I should not say. I like that you thought about it and adjusted.
It was about to get crazy for the drop.
I was waiting patiently.
You was waiting for it. That was good. That was a nice job by you. It's hard to realize in the moment when you're saying something and you're like, oh no, I'm going in a direction where this is going to be played on WIP for the rest of my life. Yes.
I'm sorry. No. I had to undermine the
drop. I think that was good work right there.
Look, yeah. I've had to listen to myself crying about Kelsey now for a year.
This is really...
I need to be...
It probably will for years to come.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. It just made... Yeah, it was just one of those days.
Well, that's
that was a menopause day, guys. But anyway, yeah.
It's the beauty of this job is you have a day and then all of a sudden it's never forgotten.
Exactly. You got to watch yourself. You got to watch it. Caution.
That's right. You got a fact for me today?
Yeah. Remember the 100 night five Olympiads.
Yeah, that's my bad. It's the tug of war thing. We went off it.
There was tug of war.
It should be back.
I'm with you.
Dancing can be an Olympic sport. Damn. Then you can throw tug of war back.
Damn, you know what, straight. Though, if you think about it, it is kind of simple. If you just put super huge people on your team, like if you had a team.
Or,
if you have
well,
five,
you could have weight classes. You know how, like, wrestling does? Because you couldn't put, like, a
well, that's the thing.
No, here, guys, here's the
it's
thing.
It's like you only have one weight class. It's really just tug of war. You're going to put huge. If you put 5,000-pound individuals, you're going to win.
The sure. offensive line for the Eagles.
Yeah, that's right. So, maybe. But the other thing, if they did have some sort of weight limit, what you need is strong legs.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Boom.
Tug of War champion and Saquon. We got
Jalen
a tug of war team on the show today.
Guests today. Yeah.
This is great. This is great. All right. A lot of cool stuff to tell you about today. We'll have Ryan Hammond on in a little bit to tell you about all the cool stuff you can bid on. Again, all proceeds go to fund the Eagles Autism Research charity. So this is awesome stuff, a Super Bowl trip, a Nick Foles experiences with our three guests today, with Jalen, with Saquon, with Howie, all kinds of stuff to tell you about. But let's start. In a much less fun place, John Ritchie, last night, as hopefully we can only pray that was the last time we will see Taiwan Walker start a game in a Phillies uniform. But you know what, John? We've said that after like his last eight starts.
Yeah.
They've lost 9 times in a row when he started games, John.
That's incredible.
Incredible.
That's an incredible number right there. We know that it just feels so broken rolling him out there time and time again. But then we dove into the numbers yesterday. Christopher Sanchez, like the whole purpose of this, I understand. I understand that Christopher Sanchez is in a situation where he's never pitched this much. He's never, last year he had 18 starts. That's the most he'd ever started in his career. This season, he's already got 25 starts under his belt. So it does make sense that Rob Thompson and company are trying to shield him from the innings to a certain degree. Speaking of the number of innings that he's pitched, he had 99 innings all of last year, 99 and a third. All of last year for Christopher Sanchez. He's got 146 and a third. This season.
That's a significant
already.
Difference. Yeah.
Think about that. He needs a bit of a break, and that comes in the form of Taiwan. Now, the problem that I have is it felt like because we won the first two games of the two-game series against the Houston Astros, which is an achievement, which I felt really good about, and the guys it felt like they were getting charged up about, it felt like this was a scheduled loss. It felt like because we won those first two games, it's like, all right, well, not going to roll JT out there. Taiwan's pitching, scheduled loss. Now we're a full game behind the Dodgers in the grand scheme of things. And I hate the way that feels. That doesn't feel like let's not lose sight of that.
Well,
that's so important.
How about we take it a step further? They are only 5 games up on the Atlanta Braves, and they have a 4-game series coming up. Today, starting today with the Atlanta Braves, like if they lose, obviously if they get swept, it's a 1-game lead. If they lose 3 of 4, they're down to 3 games. You know, like this is starting to get a little tenuous. And here's my issue with the Taiwan Walker thing, because I agree with you. Like they're in a spot, and I think they did a nice job getting Ranger some time. Like obviously he's come back fresher and all that. You know, the IL stint, but they're getting to the point with these guys, especially with Christopher Sanchez, Nolan Wheeler, we know those guys are horses. We know those guys can know what it's like to take on this type of workload and work through into October. They've done it. Christopher Sanchez never has. To your point, I mean, last year, 99 and third innings and then one playoff start for like 2 2/3 or whatever it was. Like,
yeah. And he's got 146
yeah, he's,
third.
He's 47
already.
Innings higher. I mean, that's a big, big jump. And we haven't even started September yet. So that you're right. That is a massive thing. But here's my issue. I'm at the point where, you know, Joe's been saying this, but I do think we're at anyone but Taiwan. And I, look,
but
Michael,
but here's the difference.
I know Mercado's
then
not
Mercado
any better.
Goes
but
in.
Here's my thought. I think when the game starts
that
with
was
Taiwan,
demoralizing.
I think the team shuts down. Look, they got no hit for 7 innings last night.
He absolutely saw it.
I think when Taiwan Walker's on the hill, they go out there.
The game is over before
no life. And I think that you can't. have that anymore. I mean, he had no strikeouts in six innings last night. He gave up 13 hits. Yeah, like,
that's
incredible. He is, and here's the thing that we've not talked enough about. And I know that a lot of people are mad at Rob Thomson for starting Taijuan Walker. Let's be honest.
Did you hear Taijuan after the game, though?
Oh, it's,
he doesn't.
He feels better. Feels better. A lot of weak ground balls.
Is that
real? A lot
real?
Of weak ground balls. Meanwhile, is that Bryson real? Stott is like fighting for his life trying to get those ground balls.
He's right. Did he experience the same game that everyone else did, that his teammates did? His coaches did. That was, it almost felt delusional, like scary delusional.
Oh, it didn't almost, it was delusional. And here's the thing. Look, I think Dave Dombrowski, since he's been here, has done an amazing job building up this franchise, showing them what it's like to be a winning franchise, what it looks like behind the scenes, the building of the development group, the drafting group. Like, they're so much better at all these things. But we have not gotten on Dave enough for the offseason and the season that he had. Dave Dombrowski's had a bad year. This offseason, the re-rack it, let's go again with the team that lost the Diamondbacks. We will make one big move, and it's $8.5 million to Whit Merrifield. That did not work, very clearly. This trade deadline, we'll trade for two guys. We won't even add a bullpen piece or three guys, but we're just flopping bullpen pieces out. Sir Anthony Dominguez closed another game for the Orioles the other night. Like, six saves there, no big deal. He's been really good in Baltimore. Gave him away, you know, for Austin Hayes, who is a guy. Like, Dombrowski, well, Dombrowski has had a bad, he's had a bad year. Dave Dombrowski has had a bad year, and we have not talked about that enough. He's had a bad year as general manager of the Philadelphia, or president of baseball operations. In terms of acquisitions and what he's done for the major league roster, he's not had a good year.
Yeah, it's tough to evaluate some of these acquisitions when they've been hurt. You know, like Hayes coming in.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't even know.
He's a guy.
I don't feel like I know him at all.
Yeah, well, because he got hurt pretty quickly after getting
right,
it.
Right, so let's see, I guess. I hate to say let's wait and see. That stinks.
That's something.
Yeah, he did break it up. Yeah, but they barely got through the hole there. I was happy Trey got like a real hit after that, too. All right, 215-592-9494. Have we seen the last start of Taijuan Walker of the Phillies? Do you believe last night was it? Are we done with this? I know we all want to be. Do you actually? Because look, after that last game, everyone came in. It's like, oh, that's it. We're never going to see Taijuan Walker start another game for the Phillies. And they moved him up a spot. So he wasn't in the Braves series. So was last night the last time we'll see Taijuan Walker pitch for the Phillies? And where are you at with the Phillies after last night? We felt so good. 9-4 in their last 13 or whatever. And then they don't show up. And they get beat 10-0. And they get no hit for seven innings. And we're all having flashbacks to game four of the World Series. And it sucked. 215-592-9494. Where you at after last night with the Phils, with Taijuan Walker, with Rob Thomson and Dave Dombrowski, and the decision making to keep rolling Taijuan Walker out there? Plus, coming up next, we're going to tell you about some of these amazing experiences that you can bid on, how you can just help support the charity on your own outside of these awesome experiences, and a whole lot more. We'll dive into the Eagles and more. It's the Morning Show. We're coming right back.
Got the start for the Phils. He did not record a strikeout through six innings and allowed six runs on 13 hits. Walker weighed in on his performance after the game.
Rob says he's got to talk about, he had to talk about what's going to happen next or the next start or whatever, how much you want that opportunity, I guess, to stay in the rotation, knowing that the results might suggest otherwise, that, you know, maybe it may change.
I mean, absolutely, you know. I feel like I've never really struggled, so it's a little tough right now, but I feel good in myself, feel confident in myself. I mean, obviously would want to keep going and, you know, working through it. I know we're pushing for the playoffs soon and stuff, but, I guess just keep going.
And it's Eagles Radiothon here at WIP. This morning's guest, Saquon Barkley, joins us at 8:30, Jalen Hurts at 9, and Howie Roseman at 9:45. This summer, American Airlines is flying nonstop from Philadelphia International Airport to Nice, Naples, and Copenhagen. Book today at AA.com. Weather today, partly cloudy with a high of 86. It's currently 75 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
That's right, we're gonna start Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, in for Jody Cameron, Devin Keeney, and Bree Hughes. Joe Ector hanging out. It is Eagles Radiothon Day again, the second day, the final day of Eagles Radiothon Day. It's time to get in. Make some bids presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation. The opportunity to bid on exclusive Eagles and 94 WIP packages, experiences, and autograph items. All the proceeds, 100% of them, go to the Eagles Autism Foundation missions to raise funds for innovative autism research and care programs. And it is our pleasure again to be joined by the Executive Director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, Ryan Hammond. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome back. Day two. How was day one?
Day one was incredible. Great. Lots of amazing experiences. So many generous donors and people buying the Kelsey shirt, which we can't wait to see.
Which is awesome. Yes, I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I trust them to come through on that one.
Absolutely.
For those wondering what the Kelsey shirt is, if you want to get involved, if you want to just get a shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey to support Eagles Radiothon, bang, you can do it right now. $30. It's yours. Available for a limited time at EaglesRadiothon.com. So take advantage of it now. Designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. Super, super cool. All right, Ryan, let's get into some of the stuff that people can bid on today. I'm going to go through. We got a lot of the big items that we've talked about. Obviously,
there's some new items.
That's where I'm going right now.
Go.
And one that I'm super excited about, because I said yesterday when we were talking about Jalen's item, and for those who didn't hear, Jalen will be on with us at 9 o'clock today. Jalen Hurts, and he is a really cool item we'll tell you more about throughout the show. But I said yesterday if there was one person in the building that I would want to get to know more, it was Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
The second person in the building I would want to get to know the most is AJ Brown, and now people have an opportunity
and
to do
here
that.
He is. Here's your chance. So you can design a custom pair of sneakers with AJ Brown.
Richie, I know you're going nuts. Rich is a sneakerhead.
I mean, they may be pink sneakers. As we've seen AJ's cleats, but I think he's had a lot of enthusiasm about his sneaker, his cleat game now. He's using his cleats as a way for his daughter to point him out on the field, and I think it's just become such a point of conversation that there was so much enthusiasm for what does AJ do, and this became the perfect opportunity. So you'll sit down, you'll come to NovaCare Complex with AJ, you'll work with one of our designers who helps us design the My Cause, My Cleats, Matthew on our team, and then Doug, the sneaker guy, Doug hand paints these sneakers custom. And it's just, we've seen the success of the My Cause, My Cleats with the Eagles Autism Foundation and leaned into this being an opportunity. And for us, you get to really see AJ's personality because he's talking about what he's passionate about, what inspires him, and he's also a lot of fun. So I think if you want that intimate experience and to leave with really cool sneakers that he gets a pair for himself, he'll probably get a pair for his daughter too, you'll just be squad. You'll all be matching and have these photos and memories forever.
He's got all, I mean, I'm sure AJ has all sorts of really crazy shoe game. You guys can dig into, like, even I, as a fullback once upon a time, had a Nike deal, had a Reebok deal.
No big deal.
Can you imagine the type of deal that he would have with, the big shoe companies? It's like, that's when you've arrived.
Yeah. No.
He has arrived. He's been there. He's seen the heights of shoe game, and he's going to show you too.
And to Ryan's point, like, just seems like a really effervescent guy, someone you want to spend time with, someone who's very positive and has a really cool outlook on the world. I just think
Can you imagine a brainstorming session of
what
you think is going to be cool? And, whether they end up being Air Forces or 270s, you'll pick the actual sneaker and then you'll go through the design process and the colors and everything. Like I said, definitely some pink in there, but just the opportunity to spend that time with AJ and know that support is also, a charitable donation, that you're changing people's lives. And I mean, how can your life not be changed spending time with AJ Brown?
Exactly. And again, I just think for an Eagles fan, he's someone we really want to know. We've seen
and
so much
let
of him.
You know him.
Exactly.
He'll share.
He seems
so
very
much
personable.
You will get to know him during this process.
No. And again, to your point, 100% of the proceeds go to the charity. That is a rare thing and a really beautiful thing. All right, let's get to another one because I think maybe the most entertaining human being
Absolutely.
On the team, if I had to say,
he prides himself in being, one of the best personalities. We're just going to say Slay, right?
Slay.
We're not even going to
go Darius. Yeah,
no, Darius, just Slay.
Well, we don't want him to get mad at us, so we should go
exactly.
Slay.
Just Slay.
I mean, just a funny guy. We've played the audio on the show many times. Like, just has a really a great way of talking, of interacting, and all that. So you can get the chance to do that with Slay.
And he's a lover of the game, right? So his item is to go into a Philly suite and watch the Phillies with him. So
That's awesome. Maybe we'll get you passes for batting practice. I can see him just like hitting the long ball, going yard and showing off for some of the guys, because he is, you know, a phenomenal athlete and does like to demonstrate all of his talents. So, you know, the opportunity to watch the Phillies and like, that's what this town is. We all support one another. So our players going to a Phillies game and having fun with our fans who are also their fans, like it just all makes sense. And again, that opportunity, that intimate experience with Slay is just going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, the synchronicity between the teams is awesome. And I mean, like, who wouldn't want to just go to a Phillies game in a suite anyway, much less with Slay? That one is at $3,900 current bid.
That is so wise.
That is a steal right now, by the way.
No, yeah, Slay, I was just going to say that.
Insane
is,
steal. Yeah. Yes, we need to get that up.
And we throw in catering. Like, yeah. So,
and the by the way, it's for 10 Slay guests. You had 10 guests.
What?
But yes, the stories Slay can bring.
The stories from NFL playing field. Like in there doing that while the bullets are flying, he's so knowledgeable. He can teach you the differences between last year and this year. Vic Fangio, why is this defense so much better? Why is everyone emulating what Vic Fangio's doing? Like pale shadow.
I love that John goes into detailed. Like I would ask him all these football questions.
I know.
I would just be like,
I'd be like, "Yo,
so,
Slay, what
do
up?
You like Philly? Yeah. Like what
hey,
do you do for
that
yeah. What are your that's hobbies that's outside of football?
Who knows?
So either one.
Yeah,
you can bring 10 guests.
Guy.
So
10 guests, and I'm sure
multiple
one of those
questions.
Guests will have a Matt Patricia question ready to go for him. all right. So the AJ Brown experience with the sneakers is only $2,900. That is way, way, way too low. So again, you can bid on all of these items, and again, we're going to go throughout the day, keep telling you about all these.
Yeah, and this is the first time we're talking about them because they got added last night.
Yeah, so you can get in early on these. Get in now, and again, all of the proceeds for any bids you make go 100% to the Eagles Autism Foundation. So really, really awesome stuff. Ryan, we'll talk to you a little bit later in the show, see where we're at with stuff, and we're going to continue to talk about all these amazing experiences throughout the day.
Awesome.
Executive Director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, Ryan Hammond. Ryan, thank you. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Awesome. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's start out today in Glenside with Reese. Good morning, Reese.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great, Reese.
John, what's going on? Yeah, I mean, beat up on Taiwan. I think it's totally appropriate. But the Phillies are going to win zero games if they score zero runs.
That's true.
That's a factual statement. You can talk about, you know, why they didn't have fight. But if they don't have fight, then we've got bigger issues, and the team's going nowhere fast.
Now, real quick, Reese, I get that, and I agree with you. I'm not going to say they have no fight overall because of yesterday. I do think Taiwan taking the hill sucks it out of you and all that. But I agree. You don't want, especially for a team that seemed like it was turning around, yesterday was a bummer of a day.
Yeah, it's tough. You got $1 billion in bats on the team, and they need to be held accountable. I mean, Taiwan is worse than, you know, a Kyle Kendrick type, especially this year. But that's kind of what we bought when we got him. Like he's gonna
well, that's not what they were hoping to buy, but yes, that is what they've got.
Okay,
yeah,
all
yeah,
right,
for
fine.
Sure.
Yeah. But like, yeah, he's gonna give up runs. It's like not a sexy option, but like he's a number four, number five guy.
Not anymore, Reese. I don't think he is. I mean, maybe last year he was. I mean, he has regressed. I mean, the Taiwan Walker we saw last night is the worst version of the guy we've seen yet. He didn't strike anyone out in six innings.
I didn't call
He wasn't
in
fooling anyone.
You're not going to defend him is the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't call in to defend Taiwan. I called in to put a little pressure on the bats because it's pathetic. I mean, you've got, I don't know, 1 through 7 who are like bona fide hitters, like by brand, mm-hmm. and they can't challenge pitching staffs more than they do. They make scrubs look like Cy Young candidates. Like it's frustrating.
No, Reese, and really good call, man. Call more often. You're right. Again, I think other than the, you know, 2 games in Kansas City, we have not really seen an offensive outpouring from this team in a while. The approach has been better prior to last night. But, you know, like to his point, and I get it, if you have Taiwan on the hill, maybe you go out and you're,
you know, deflated to start the game. But to get no hit for seven innings after, you know, we're trying to turn this thing around here. Like, you're trying to have approaches at the plate. You're trying to go up and put base runners on and move them over and do all these things, and you can't get a hit for seven innings. And Spencer Urquidy's a good pitcher, but, I mean, they were just flailing last night.
So do you blame Bryce? Do you blame Bryce's lack of focus? He could have done a significantly better job defensively when he allows that guy to traipse home.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Because he's just not, I don't know,
it
like,
seemed
with
like he,
it
he
enough,
and the rest of the team were
paying attention
out because they knew probably. Like, I'm sure it affects them mentally. And
that's the way I felt, Devin.
Yeah, I get they already won the series, but
it's
still unacceptable. Is concerning. Like, you can't just essentially not show up because you already won the series and you know you have the Braves in because Taijuan Walker is on the mound. I just don't think that's a good mindset.
Devin, I'm so with you, and that's why yesterday was concerning. 215-592-9494. Was yesterday concerning for you to that point? I know we've been kind of, you know, feeling better about the Phillies the last few, you know, the last week or so, and yesterday felt like a step back. I know it's just one game, but to get no hit for seven innings, to roll Taijuan out there, and do you think that's the last time we see Taijuan? Because I'm not 100% sure. I'm starting to think maybe after how bad it was, but do you think that's the last time we've seen Taijuan pitch? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we're going to tell you how you can win an amazing prize. Plus, we'll continue to tell you about some of these amazing items that you can bid on once-in-a-lifetime experiences. It's The Morning Show. Don't go anywhere.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
James Seltzer in for Dakota Cameron, Devin Caney in for Rhea Hughes. As we are talking about the Phils last night and Taijuan Walker, maybe, just maybe, making his last start as a Philly. That is our Twitter poll question of the day today, sponsored
by Armin Chevrolet. Thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle? Think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and the Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. That's our question for today. Do you think we have seen the last start that Taiwan Walker will make for the Phillies? A, yes, B, no. I'm very intrigued because a lot of people after the last start were like, that's it. We won't see him again. And then the Phillies were like, actually, you're going to see him even sooner than you expected. We're going to move him up a day. So we'll see if last night, again, if you missed it, Taiwan goes six innings. He hung in there, I suppose, for a little bit.
Do you think that think that they corrected Taiwan last night after the post-game interviews where he was like, yeah, I really felt about the number of ground outs I was able to elicit or, you know, something along those lines. Do you think that the coaching staff had to say, hey, guys, he's delusional and we need to actually break the news to him?
It's a very fascinating question.
He's not pitching the way he thinks he is?
It's a very fascinating question. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to listen to that audio, and we're going to listen to what Rob Thompson had to say about Taiwan Walker after the game, because to your point, John, there's some interesting nuggets that we could take out of there, I think. So that's coming up in a little bit. 215-592-9494. Plus, reminder, again, it is Eagles Radiothon Day 2. You have until 5 o'clock today to bid on a bunch of amazing once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Let me give you two more that are way too low in terms of the current bid. There's a potential for value. Meet and greet with Eagles legend Nick Foles at the Atlanta Falcons Monday night Eagles game, the home opener. Nick officially retiring that night, the celebration at halftime, all that good stuff. And you can spend the night with Nick Foles. Like, that is just an unbelievable opportunity for you, Nick, one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet, a meet and greet for you and three guests. Photos, tickets to the game in the 100 level, all the good stuff. And another one that is insanely low. This item went for $25,000 last year. It is currently at $3,000.
Wow.
You can spend the day with Philadelphia Eagles chief security officer Dom DeSandro.
Oh, are you kidding?
This is way too low. You and a guest will shadow Dom.
The chief security officer.
And
so the guy who knows everything.
Everything.
Does protect everyone. He's locking every door. Yeah, wow.
Yep. And again, as we talked about with Ryan Hammond yesterday, if you win this, you have to sign an NDA with the Eagles legal department.
Think about what that means.
Yes, exactly.
You're gonna get,
John,
some good info.
That means that they know that Dom's going to say stuff to you that you can't repeat. Like, think about that opportunity. I mean, this is, I said once in a lifetime, that is once in a lifetime stuff. So really, get bidding now at eaglesradiothon.com. If you can't, get involved in the big items, and you just want to support the charity, $5, $10, $1, whatever, you can text MORNING to 53209. That's MORNING to 53209. 100% of the donations are invested in the Eagles, into the innovative autism research and care program for the Eagles Autism Foundation.
All right, MORNING. Like the morning.
Correct.
Like
morning. Yes. Not sad.
We're not sad.
Yes. No you in there. We're right. Not a bunch
of. Yeah, that would be a
bit not a bunch
much,
of Brits up in here. Am I right? Mm-hmm. All right. 215-592-9499. We're back to the phones in a minute. But first, let's give you a chance to win an awesome, awesome prize today. As yet again today, we have a chance for you to win Killers tickets. The Killers, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Killers at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on September 7th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And today, the way you can win it, happy birthday, or, you know, I know he's not around anymore, but happy birthday to Charlie Parker, the Bird. As I think that one thing, whatever people want to say about Charlie Parker, he's always been thought of. And if you watch the movie Whiplash, main character will tell you, as maybe the coolest person who ever lived, or one of the coolest up there. So for today's side topic, in honor of the Bird, we're going to say, who or what is cool? You can go many different directions. Again, whats are an option. So you can get creative, whatever. John Ritchie, who or what is cool?
Freeze Pops.
Oh, no.
Very cool. Day two. We are back with the Freeze Pops.
Freeze Pops.
So quick question. Did you sleep eat any Freeze Pops? Or sleep open or sleep move or whatever?
I did not touch a Freeze Pop.
So happy.
Congratulations.
Yesterday. See, maybe you need to talk. You had to talk it out. Like, maybe they were on your mind. Or did you have any while you were awake?
I didn't know.
Okay.
I issued Freeze Pops all day.
Proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, it wasn't easy because I do like them a lot.
Who doesn't?
But there was, and I checked. I checked all through the house this morning, which isn't always easy at you know, whatever, 3-something, 4-something in the morning because it's dark. So I was looking in some cases with the flashlight on my phone to see if there were empty freeze pop wrappers in my bed, you know, under the covers, if there were purple spots on the sheets and things like I had noticed before. There was nothing.
Bang. What a win.
So it was Progress. It was a win. It was a good day.
I'm proud of you, pal. I really am. You're going to be 50 in less than a week. So this is a big, this is good.
I also got a lot of information that said that this eating, the sleep disorder, there's like some sleep disorder thing that we got information.
We got everybody kept from sentiments and sent me this whole thing. He's like, please give this to John. And I did. I
read that. And so like maybe it is a thing.
Yeah.
You sleep.
So we're gonna track this as it goes.
I am.
We'll track this as it goes. All right. So Devin, do you have a pivot? Who or what is cool since John took your answer?
I was really excited to get my freeze pop answer.
Love freeze pops also?
I did as a kid. I was weird. I would, this sounds so gross. I would microwave them or like heat them up because.
No, that's probably
you wanted to drink them?
Healthy.
Okay, so you know what's hilarious?
Like the syrup.
You know what's hilarious? That's what my daughter, she's microwaving.
Really?
We don't freeze them anymore. We used to freeze
them. Yeah,
we don't
my girl.
Freeze them anymore. She just likes the juice.
Yeah.
You're like, that's
I
so
like,
funny.
Like, the sweet
yeah,
juice
so she does it. We don't even freeze them. We just leave them
Ew.
In there and she'll just pull them out.
You shouldn't allow
that.
That's
so funny. I don't love it,
you
but that's just very funny.
You should freeze them. You should tell her too bad.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That is really
no,
funny,
I know,
Devin.
Ew, but
I'm
yeah,
sorry
Zoe, my girl.
Tell her she's not alone on
no,
that.
No, she's absolutely not. I will go with a person, Johnny Cash.
It's a great answer.
Pretty cool guy.
Hard to beat Johnny Cash. Very cool. Joseph Wechter, besides yourself, who or what is cool?
Wait a minute. I was going to take the haymaker off and I was going to name myself. What are you talking about? What do you mean I can't name myself? So I'm going with myself.
That's good. All right. I will go with another person who will be on the show today because whatever anyone wants to say about him, Jalen Hurts is freaking cool,
he
man.
Is.
Like that dude is cool. And by the way, another item that is way too low, you can spend the day with Jalen Hurts, a tour of the NovaCare complex, including the weight room, the quarterback room, you and two guests. Spend the day with QB1. No big deal. I said that because I know Joe hates when people say QB1. QB1, a replica Jalen Hurts autographed jersey. This is only at $4,000. Again, we said it yesterday. This is the number one person in Philadelphia I would want to get to know better. And it's only at $4,000. So that is something.
And
EaglesRadiothon.com.
The building, through the NovaCare facility, touring, like, here's my day.
Think about it this way, okay? You can be you and one person, you could be the two Eagles fans who know Jalen Hurts the best of all Eagles fans. Maybe other than people who like, are friends with him. Like, that's it. You'll know him better than I do. You know him better than you do better
it
than
really
any of us
is.
Do. Like, you have a real opportunity to get to know this guy.
It really is like his house away from home.
Yeah, especially him,
that's
right?
That's where he lives during the season and much of the offseason, too. You know, it all starts in the locker room at his locker. Maybe he even has two. Some guys did. Doc had two. Guys have a spread. It starts there, and you live in the training room. He'll take you right next door to the training room and then to the meeting rooms. And then, I mean, every step of the way, every step of the day, man, it's fascinating. Yeah, thank you.
That was good work.
Fascinating to just learn about the guy who does not give you much of himself under any circumstances.
For me, like that's the one where I'm like, that's what I would want. I would want to spend a day with Jalen, pick his brain, get to know him, figure him out. 215, right?
With the man.
Figure him out. EaglesRadiothon.com to bid on all this. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy, Dennis Mount Laurel. Hey, Dan.
Jimmy, how the hell are you doing today,
I'm
son?
Doing good, man. How you doing, Dennis? I love to get the how the hell you doing today, son. Like, I feel honored.
Well, I got to give one to John. John, how the hell are you doing today, son?
I'm doing great, Dennis.
Yeah, well, you know, not surprisingly, the hammer takes off again before a holiday. What the hell kind of contract is
he
have?
You can set your watch to it, Dennis.
Mondays and Fridays and days before a holiday.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, you figured him out, Dennis.
Taiwan Walker, what can I say about Taiwan Walker? He's got to either be sent down to AAA or he's got to go to the bullpen. He cannot start another game. I understand the contract. I understand the money. But they cannot trot him out there again And, you know, what he said after the game last night, if I pitched like that, I would be out of Dodge.
Yeah, Dennis, you know, it's one of those things where we respect it so much. I mean, we all remember, we refer Bryce Harper in his first few months here when he was stinking and gets asked about being booed, and he's like, yeah, I sucked.
I'd do it too,
you know. That's what we want in this city. You know, the Alec Bohm thing, and Bohm's going through his struggles again right now, but the Bohm thing a couple years ago, like, you know, like, accountability, own it. And to your point, and we'll play that audio coming up in a little bit, Taiwan certainly didn't own it last night.
No, he did not. And you know what? Bryce has, what, 2 home runs in August, something like that?
That is correct. I believe 2 home runs in August. Yep.
And you know, okay, he made a mental mistake last night, but his body language has not been good lately.
So
Dennis,
I agree with you on the whole, if we're talking the last couple months. I do feel like the last few games it's been better, but I do think it hasn't gotten to where we want it to be yet. I mean, even we played the audio of him with the winning hit, and even then he's like, yeah, I rolled over it. It wasn't very good. I really wanted to hit it better. And it's like, I get it, but you won the game. You know, you won.
Yeah,
so it's okay to, like, smile or something. So I do think that, to your point, Dennis, he's still not quite where we want him to be.
Absolutely.
Yep. Dennis, you
and
got
you
it.
Know what?
Go ahead.
One last thing. The Atlanta Braves coming into town today, right?
Yes.
These 4 games are going to define the season. If they go belly up and lose 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 4, it's a tight race again.
Dennis, it's very tight. I'm with you.
They can bury him if they win.
It can go either way. No, you're right. You're right. Dennis, you got an answer for who or what's cool?
Who or what is cool? I think this is something that you can win, and something that will stay with you for the rest of your life, and you can hang it around your neck. I think winning a gold medal in the Olympics is really cool.
That's a really good answer, and now, timely. We just saw people do it. That's a neat one. Imagine being, yeah, that's my gold medal. No big deal. From the Olympics. From tug of war in the Olympics. 2-5-5-9-2-9-4-9-4.
There are some things that you could really sort of cheat the system.
Sure.
Like with,
I mean, breakdancing. People have a breakdancing gold medal. I mean, you know.
Man.
Yeah. One good thing about this Braves series, to Dennis's point, is a massive series, 4-game series here in Philly against them. At least because they moved Taiwan up last night, we do have the 4 pitchers we trust going into the series. You like to see that.
Yeah, that is cool.
So it's just, you know, it's a positive.
Yeah. What about it's Sanchez and then Ranger?
It's Sanchez, Ranger, Wheeler, Nola.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
So what about,
I
was just thinking, going back to the Olympic thing, what about for the sports that have little nets? The net sports,
okay.
Like, I don't know, water polo.
Okay.
Or field hockey, or even hockey.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What about just jamming your country's, like, hugest person?
Well, yeah, we've talked about this many
right.
times.
Like,
the sumo wrestler is the goalie in hockey and all that, yeah.
Why don't they? Why
well,
can't we?
With hockey, like ice hockey and box lacrosse, it is essentially like they put on so many pads that it basically is like a.
Well, they have rules. Yeah, they have rules.
But that's the thing. You could exceed the size of the goal if you pick the right person.
Yeah.
Why don't they just pick the right people?
I'm guessing
we could win. It would be a shutout every time.
We need to get Jonesy on to ask about this.
Seriously.
Yeah,
you pick the right goalie who exceeds the size of the goal. There's no way a team can score on you.
It's a good thought.
We could win every game, guys. We could win
every NHL game, by the way, guys. I would guess that people have thought of this at some point or another. But yeah, it's an interesting thought. Let's go to Douglasville and talk to Mike. Michael!
Yo, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Doing great.
Forever. Trying to get back on the horse here, I guess. Get back to calling you guys.
Thank you.
So
please proceed. No, please continue calling. We're glad to hear you.
It's good to talk to you guys. I've been listening every day, but you know, life gets in the way sometimes. You just got to handle other business, but it is what it is.
I get it.
So
yeah.
I walked into that game yesterday knowing, well, maybe not knowing, but being extremely confident in the fact that we were definitely going to lose it. I did not think we were going to lose it in the fashion we did, but just watching their plate appearances and just watching their demeanor, and especially even in that first inning when Harper missed that ball, that Walker threw over to him, and what was it, Altuve stole home
or whatever. Altuve took home, yep.
Yeah, he's so crafty. Like,
Crafty little Altuve.
Yeah. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer out there, assuming with the cheating thing. Yeah.
Is that demeaning if
crafty
I say it like that?
Crafty little Altuve.
A little bit. Yeah. I like it, though. It's good work. All right, Mike, go ahead.
Like, I know with the Sixers and Doc Rivers, you know, the scheduled loss thing was a thing. And as a fan, I feel like we're allowed to look at a game and be like, all right, this one's going to be tough, whatever the matchup may be, whatever. We can walk into it and sit there. They're saying, you know, there's a good chance we're going to probably lose this one. But for the players to do it.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
That is what hit me the hardest with that one. It was just like, okay, like Bryce Harper sitting there like, oh, we got, you know, freaking Walker pitching. If I don't hit 7 home runs, we're done. So, we might as well just mail it in.
Yeah, and
it's just like...
Well, Mike, especially when the whole mentality of the team early in the season was we take losing personal, every game matters, you know, we're going to go out and try and win every single baseball game, and then when you see them come out, and granted, probably because Taiwan's on the mound, not look like they're trying to win a baseball game, it's frustrating. Mike, you got an answer for who or what's cool?
So, when Wechter gave me this one, I was just like, the first thing that popped in my head, and for whatever reason, the only thing that popped in my head was Fonzie.
Yeah, Fonzie. So, good answer, Mike. What I will say is it would be a better answer if Joe were here, because, can I be honest, Fonzie is not that cool.
Joe,
I know he was cool in the moment. It was cool in the
Joe
moment.
Joe believed
but it's
it.
Yeah, it's almost like he's like joke cool. Like, Fonzie is not like actual
it's so
cool.
Over the top.
I mean, we've all
Joe
seen Henry Winkler. I mean, look at Henry Winkler.
Right.
Like, a lovely man. He seems awesome. He's a
it
great
is,
actor.
It is
but he's
the
not
ultimate
cool,
joke
right?
of the whole show.
Exactly.
He's truly not cool. Joe didn't get that irony.
Yeah, no. Of course
he's
he did.
He's still trying to be the Fonz.
He's close.
He's trying.
So close.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll continue to take
Sorry,
your calls
Joe,
on
I know
the.
You're listening.
He probably is. Yeah. Phillies, Taiwan Walker, and then Joe can hear us because we got a massive show today. Ben Davis is going to join us in studio next to hang out with us again. Our guest list for the rest of the show: Howard Eskin, 7:30. Saquon Barkley at 8:30, Jalen Hurts at 9 o'clock, and Howie Roseman at 9:45. It's a massive day, and it is Eagles Radiothon. Again, eaglesradiothon.com to find out all the amazing items, once-in-a-lifetime stuff you can bid on. We'll tell you more about that coming up next as well, along with Ben Davis. It's the Morning Show. Don't go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.